On Wednesday's front page, vents that failed in the nuclear reactors in Japan are used in plants in this country. We'll find out why they didn't work. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger acknowledged fathering a child with an employee on his household staff. And Silicon Valley firms that buy startups and promptly shut them down. We'll find out why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the same kind of emergency vents inside nuclear plants in this country were put to the test in Japan's nuclear accident, and they failed. They're supposed to prevent hydrogen explosions. I asked Times reporter Matthew L. Wall to tell us what went wrong.
We're not certain why they didn't work, but it's disturbing that they didn't because for weeks after this accident, the American reactor operators said, yeah, they've got a problem, but we think we're better prepared. We've got these hardened vents and they don't. Well, it turns out the vents only work if you can open the valves that would let the hydrogen out. It's hydrogen and steam. And the Japanese had trouble getting the valves open. The valves work on electricity. These reactors didn't have electricity. The tsunami had come in and swamped the batteries, swamped the electric switches, and swamped the diesel generators. And that may be the problem. They may have been damaged in the earthquake or certainly in the tsunami. So we have these valves in all our plants, but now we got to go back and look and see, would they actually work in an emergency?
Times reporter Matthew L. Wald. Arnold Schwarzenegger acknowledged fathering a child nearly a decade ago with an employee who was on his household staff. Apparently, he kept the secret from the public and from his wife, television journalist Maria Shriver. People close to the family say he told her after he finished his term in office in January. She moved out, and they announced last week they were separating. The employee has since retired. Schwarzenegger is paying child support. Times reporter C.J. Chivers visited a cemetery in rebel-held Misrata. It's where Libyan government soldiers are being buried. That makes the cemetery the final resting place for an army that attacked one of its nation's own cities. Times reporter John Byrne says that as NATO bombings continue, Gaddafi appears to be posting human shields in places that could be targets.
We were told that 20,000 telecommunications workers and 20,000 of their dependents are going to deploy to telecommunications installations. The connection here is that the two principal mobile phone companies in Libya, which have been hugely profitable, are owned by Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, the son of Colonel Gaddafi.
Correspondent John Burns. He also says there are reports Libya's oil minister has defected to Tunisia. International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn remains in jail here in New York. It's quite a change for a man who had been considered the Socialist Party's leading candidate to run for president of France. Strauss-Kahn was arrested for the attempted rape of a maid in his hotel suite here over the weekend. Strauss-Kahn had a sense of his strengths and his weaknesses, and his flaws were accepted because of his accomplishments. Steve Clemens, who first met Strauss-Kahn 13 years ago, says the rumors about women were discounted by everyone around him. Last year, Sam Lessin sold his web startup to Facebook for millions. Facebook shut it down. It only wanted Lessin. Times reporter Miguel Helft says other Silicon Valley companies are doing the same thing to get top software engineers. The engineers are trading their dreams of becoming the next internet superstars, but some Silicon Valley old-timers say they're overpaying. The magazine publisher Condé Nast will anchor the new One World Trade Center. Wednesday's Times says the company is leasing 1 million square feet in the lead tower at Ground Zero. The deal is worth an estimated $2 billion over 25 years. Inside Wednesday's Times, President Obama continues to look for ways to link the Arab world's transformation to the long-awaited Mideast peace negotiations. He'll try to reshape the debate on Thursday. He's scheduled to give a speech at the State Department. Officials say he's considering whether to endorse Israel's pre-1967 borders as a starting point for negotiations on a Palestinian state. That would be a signal the U.S. wants concessions from Israel. Pakistani soldiers traded gunfire with two NATO helicopters that crossed over from Afghanistan. Pakistan said two of its soldiers were wounded. The firefight came as a number of senators in Washington stepped up pressure on the Obama administration to hold up American aid to Pakistan, or at least impose conditions. Democrat Christopher Coons of Delaware complained Pakistan is playing a double game, taking the money and supporting proxy forces in Afghanistan that fight U.S. troops. Wednesday's Business Day section looks at how consumers are feeling the pinch from higher gasoline prices. Lorraine Green spent last weekend packing up and moving to a rental house closer to work. She's a customer relations manager in the Hudson Valley of New York. She says that at $4 a gallon, gas is too expensive for her old commute. She was driving 50 miles a day round trip. A flame retardant chemical suspected in cancer cases is in baby products. Infants who use products containing chlorinated tris may have higher exposure than the government recommends. New research into flame retardant shows tris is common in baby products made with polyurethane foam. That includes nursing pillows, car seats, and high chairs. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.